You're listening to Health First, heard across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We're talking with Julia Shopik. She is the author of a book called Honest Medicine, that some inexpensive treatments that are really making a difference in people's life. Julia, I want to ask you about ketogenic diets and how you came to do some research on that and what you found.
Well, I'm glad you chose this. This is another one of my all the treatments in my book are favorites, okay? I would say that no matter which one you had chosen. But the ketogenic diet was another one that I learned about while Tim was sick, because he had been having, you know, brain tumor. He had had seizures. And so I was looking for what kind of diet would help with seizures. And what I found was the ketogenic diet. And at that point, I didn't get him put on the total ketogenic diet, but we took sugar out of his diet. And I think that's one of the reasons that he outlived his prognosis by 12 years. But the story of the ketogenic diet is fascinating. And that is that here's another treatment in my book that had been around since the 1920s. It had been at Johns Hopkins, at the Mayo Clinic, and other fine institutions. And then, guess what happened? In the 30s and 40s, Big Pharma came out with anti-seizure medications. Mm. And this was, we're talking about for children with epilepsy, and that the ketogenic diet was used for the 20s and 30s and beyond. And when the anti-seizure medications were developed, doctors stopped wanting to do the diets. It's easier to put kids on drugs. It really is. Mm-hmm. You know, we're seeing it today with the, with things like Ritalin. But this is different because this was a diet that was totally. It was high fat, low carb, low protein, and since the 1920s, as I said, it had been working on 67% of children who tried it. Well, still, the diet was not being used, and then in the mid-1990s, it was being used moderately, you know, very, very little, because of the drugs being invented. But in 1994, a Hollywood writer, producer, director named Jim Abrams, who had written, I don't know if you remember the movie Airplane with Leslie Nielsen?
Yeah.
Okay, that was his. And so he was kind of a Hollywood icon. You know, he made these very popular movies, you know, Hot Shots and Airplane. And at that point in 1994, something not so funny happened to the Abrams family, and that was that their one-year-old child, Jim's one-year-old son, Charlie, came down with what we call intractable seizures. That's seizures that don't quit. One seizure ends, the next one begins, the next one ends. Little Charlie had up to and over 100 seizures a day. And Jim, being the prestigious guy he was, you know, Hollywood writer, director, producer, was able to go to the best of the best of the best, and he did. And he went to the best hospitals, the best doctors, and I'm kind of putting little quote marks around the best because they were all giving the same answer, more and more drugs, and the doctors were even suggesting a surgery on little Charlie's brain to stop the seizures. And one day, Jim went to the library, and he says, you know, I didn't go to the library to try to find a cure for Charlie because we were told it was impossible. The only cure was going to be drugs, if it was they were going to work at all, and surgery. He said, but when I was there, I went to the library, he says, to find out what our family was going to do with a child who just wasn't going to get better. And what did I find when I was at the library? I found a diet that had been used from the 1920s. And what he found was small studies from the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, 60s, all the way through the 90s. And he had them copied, and he brought them to, they were mostly done at, as I said, Mayo and Hopkins. And he brought these copies to the doctors, and he said, I really want to try this. What do you think? And the doctor said, don't do it. It won't work. And Jim said, to my everlasting shame, I listened to them, and we didn't do the diet right away. In fact, he says, I let them do a surgery on my baby's head and on my baby's brain. And right after the surgery, guess what happened? More seizures. And Jim said, enough. and he took little Charlie to Johns Hopkins, where he was put on the diet, and 48 hours later, the seizures stopped, never to return again.
Incredible.
I know. I always have to, like, pinch myself so I don't start crying, you know, when I'm telling that.
Yeah. It's
isn't that moving? But you know what was so wonderful about Jim? He could have gone on and just said, oh, I'm one happy parent, you know?
Yeah.
But he didn't. He was excited, and then he got mad. He said, why did it take this long for us to find the diet? And if it took me this long, if it took us this long, how about those other parents who don't have everything at their disposal like I do, you know? So he decided he was going to dedicate the rest of his life, or a good portion of it, to getting the word out about the diet. And remember, I told you he was Hollywood writer, director, producer. He got his good friend Meryl Streep to do an instructional video. He set up a website called Charlie Foundation. Charlie is spelled Charlie Foundation.org. And, you know, she did an instructional video about how to do the diet, because it's quite complicated. And while they were doing this video, there was somebody from one of the people on the who was helping to make the video was from Dateline NBC. That was his real job, was Dateline NBC. He was just doing, you know, a little side job for Jim. And he said, whoa, what a fascinating story. He called up his bosses at Dateline NBC. He said, have I got a story for us, for Dateline? And Dateline did two features on Jim, Charlie, and the diet. And then all hell broke loose, excuse my expression, because people started writing and calling, and you know, he had to clear out one of the rooms in his house for all the letters he got.
Wow.
And how can we get the diet? But one of the letters was from a woman who had a similar experience to his, you know, where she finally got the diet for her son, who, by the way, was named Tim, like my husband, and got the diet, and it worked, and Jim made a made-for-TV movie with Meryl Streep playing the mom. And all of this together, now through the Charlie Foundation, he's hired a dietitian who goes around the world teaching people in hospitals how to do the diet. And it's quite incredible.
Julia, we don't have time to, you know, I don't want to cut you off, but we don't have time to talk about alpha-lipoic acid. You know, one of the other things that you've researched, but, you know, people need to pick up this book because there's so much information. Can you give us a primer on you know, what alpha-lipoic acid is and who it can help?
I can. As a matter of fact, Dave, I'm actually working on an updated version of Honest Medicine, and if people buy the book now, they will be able to get the information that's in the updated, that will come along with it when it's ready. But basically, alpha-lipoic acid, the story, maybe you'll have me back sometime and I can tell the wonderful story about Dr. Bert Berkson, who was the pioneer of alpha-lipoic acid intravenously. It is a natural substance that Dr. Berkson and other doctors now use intravenously. And it's worked for liver disease. Dr. Berkson now uses it also for autoimmune diseases. He says it's very powerful when used with low-dose naltrexone and a few other things, including diet. And it's also used, one of the people in my book, in Honest Medicine, had pancreatic cancer. You know how difficult that one is, right?
Mm-hmm.
He lived, this patient, 9 years because of intravenous alpha-lipoic acid. And it's wonderful for liver disease, hepatitis C, for cirrhosis, and for now it's being looked at for so many other conditions, including heart conditions, stroke. I mean, it's another one of those treatments that has many, many, many different uses. And it's another, you know, someday if you'd ever like to have me back, I can tell more about that. But it's also so interesting. All of these treatments are, and I have trouble picking a favorite.
Julia, we're just right out of time, so why don't you tell people where they can get more information? You got a great blog about some of your other research as well, and I guess you mentioned an article that people could write for.
Yes. They're welcome to write to me at Julia at Honest Medicine, and I can send them the article on Silver Lawn that I wrote for the National Brain Tumor Foundation. They can go to my website, honestmedicine.com, and on the right-hand side, there are links to every place possible that you could get the book. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, you can get it both in print. You can also get it as an ebook form, Kindle and Nook. You can also get it on Smashwords. I've tried to make it available for every kind of person, whatever way they like to read, you know. So it's been a very popular book, and I'm delighted because you know what that means. That means I'm helping people to find treatments they wouldn't have found out about otherwise. So makes me happy.
Julia, keep up the good work.
Thank you, Dave.
That's it for this week's show. I want to thank Reg Fair, producer, and producers across the country that are making the show available to you. Thank you for listening. Have a great, healthy week.